Is there any way that you'd qualify this by saying, are there degrees of it?
Well, I don't think of it as being in degrees. If a person is spry, they're lively.
Would you ever say something like pretty spry? Or?
No, I wouldn't.
Okay. If you are not easy in your mind about something, you would be easy.
Uneasy is all I can think of.
That's what I want you to think of. If you show fear of something, you are
scared.
All right, and what's another word for that?
Afraid.
All right. What situations would being afraid be? What would this be appropriate in?
Well, that could be something that I might expect to happen that wouldn't be so very bad. But when I'm scared of something, it's got to be bad.
Is scared used more of for something physical? Would afraid mean worry more to you?
No, it could be either way.
Either way?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, if someone was once afraid but is no longer, you might say she afraid.
She is no longer scared or no more afraid.
Well, maybe you'd say she to be afraid.
She needs not be afraid.
Well, if she once was, but now she isn't, and this is what you're trying to tell me, you might say she to be afraid, but she's not anymore.
She used to be afraid.
And if you were saying that quickly, how would you say?
She used to be afraid, but she's not anymore.
All right, and if you wanted to make that negative, how would you do it? If you wanted to say, once upon a time she wasn't afraid, but now she is, how would you say it? Using the used to be.
Well, I'd say just like that, I guess.
Now that...
Once upon a time she was...
Now you're avoiding the question. How would you put... Would you say she used not to be afraid?
No, I wouldn't say used not to be. She...
Would you say she didn't used to be afraid?
Yes, mm-hmm.
All right, say it for me.
She didn't used to be afraid, but now she is.
All right. If someone is not careful, he is
careless.
And someone who is sort of weird, you might refer to as being, and this sometimes you use this to refer to
spooky.
Well, sometimes you might use this to refer to someone who may be not quite right mentally.
A freak.
You think of an adjective for it? He's a old man. He's a some kind of old man.
Well, an odd.
Okay. Do you ever use the word queer in this sense?
Well, yes. Mm-hmm.
Has the meaning of this begun to change for you to that homosexual or something of this sort?
Yes, it's, you usually think of it that way.
Do you? Then would you, for that reason, would you avoid saying it possibly?
Yes.
To say, you'd say odd or weird or something rather than use the word queer.
Because if a person were to say queer, that man is queer. Someone around might misunderstand what the word means.
Okay.
Might have a bad rumor out on an innocent person.
How long do you think, have you any sort of estimate on how long this has been like this?
No, I don't.
Is it fairly recent, do you think? Or is it
well, I'd say since World War II, but I don't know when.
I was just generally wondering if it's been really recent or